Emilia Romagna to the south, and Friuli Venezia Giulia to the east. In the northernmost zone of the region sit the Dolomite Mountains, best known for ideal skiing conditions in towns such as Cortina d'Ampezzo, a resort that gained fame when it hosted the 1956 Winter Olympics, and the region's highest peak, the Marmolada, the site of glacial skiing in summer. Dropping down in size, but certainly not beauty, the Dolomites gently slope toward the smaller mountain groups and plateaus that form the pre-alpine zone, including Belluna, Mont Grappa, the Mount Baldo Range, and the Asiago Plateau. Dipping further into the Veneto Plain to the region's subalpine zone are the hills of Asolo and Conegliano and those surrounding Lake Garda. The vast plain occupies more than half of the region, stretching from the northern, mountainous area southward to the Po River, and is crossed by northern Italy's main rivers, the Po, the Adige, the Livenza, the Brenta, the Piave, and the Tagliamento. Lake Garda, a popular summer vacation spot, is both the region's and the country's largest natural lake. Most other lakes in the region are artificial and considerably smaller. Although the plains make up the majority of the Veneto's landscape, lagoon systems found between the Po Delta and the mouth of the Tagliamento River form an extensive network dating back nearly 6,000 years when Venice was formed as a result of rising water levels. Climate. Travelers to the Veneto region should expect the climate to vary as much as the landscape. Generally speaking, spring and autumn are the most pleasant times to visit, March through May, and September and October experience the most comfortable weather and the fewest number of tourists. The region's many climatic zones create an overall temperate continental climate, generally milder along the Adriatic coast and near Lake Garda, but coldest in the mountainous areas. Inland towns are typically colder in winter and warmer in summer than Venice. The time of year for your travels will depend on what you want to do, be it an adventure along the Adriatic in June, in the Dolomites in December, or in Venice for Carnevale. The Veneto's place and time. A brief history. The Veneto was once inhabited by the Veneti and the Eogoni people until in the 3rd century BC, the Romans conquered the local inhabitants as they worked their way northward to subdue France and Germany. The Romans established Verona as a base for their northward expansion and left the city with more significant marks of Roman rule than any other city in the region. Though experts agree that the Venetian lagoon was created nearly 6,000 years ago, Venice itself remained mostly uninhabited, except for small numbers of fishermen, until the 5th century AD, when barbarian Goths looted their way southward to Rome. They drove many people away from the Veneto mainland and forced them to take refuge on the coastal Venetian islands. During the 5th century, people began establishing villages on the islands and trade links began with the Byzantine Empire. Venice was officially founded when the relic of St. Mark the Evangelist was stolen from Alexandria in Egypt and brought to Venice. At that point, St. Mark became the patron saint of the city, establishing Venice as part of Christendom. As the centuries passed, trade significantly developed with the East, and Venice became a powerful crossroads between East and West. In the 9th century AD, Venice gained its independence from the Byzantine Empire, and by the early 11th century, it developed into a powerful city-state, trading with Christian forces during the Crusades. Piazza San Marco was the trade hub and the source of mounting wealth for the Republic, but the powerful Republic acknowledged that it needed to secure and maintain sufficient control over the mainland, terra firma, in order to control trade through rivers and mountain passes into northern Europe. The Venetian army set out to conquer family dynasties, such as the Scaligeri of Verona and the Visconti of Milan, in order to lay its claim to the mainland. By the early 13th century, Venice had flourished into a true maritime republic and ruled the Byzantine Empire. It exercised control over the eastern Mediterranean, though it did not officially rule Venetia until the 15th century. The Republic took Cyprus in 1489, though many were growing tired of the Republic's expansion. In 1508, Pope Julius II, the kings of France and Spain, and the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian joined together to form the League of Cambrai, with the intent to conquer cities of the Veneto and halt Venetian territorial expansion. Venice continued to dominate the eastern Mediterranean with its monopoly on Mediterranean trade and controlled northeastern Italy for over 200 more years. The Turks became a significant threat to Venice, and in 1570, they took Cyprus back, having recognized that it was imperative to depend on more than the